for the boys, they usually very exciting. I compare to last month, I taller 1 inch. If I continually, one day I will be like the basketball players, Kobe. If I continually. But you know what? One day you will realize, still in here. Next month, still here. Year after, still here. Wow. I cannot be like a copy. In reality, many things, yes, there is a limit. If you continue every month, you grow up 1 inch, you will become a monster. Too tall. But in the spirituality, they have the unlimited room for us to pursue the higher ground, higher, higher ground, higher, higher, higher ground. Just like Moses, and to climb up to the mountain, 40 days, 40 nights. So, it's usually still have room for us to pursue. Sadducees, they argue about the resurrection. They also use a very logical, impossible example to challenge Lord Jesus Christ. In the same token, people use logical difficulties to discredit God. There are so many kinds of this kind of logical issue to challenge us. If your God is almighty, could he make a big stone? He cannot hold it. If he cannot create this stone, he is not almighty. If he could not hold it, he is not almighty. So there is no God, because there is no such kind of being. So when a person chooses to reject Jesus in spite of the overwhelming evidence of his divine authority, he or she is a great mistake. Just like the finally Jesus told the Sadducees, you are in great mistaken. Mark chapter 12, verse 43. Mark chapter 12, verse 43. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury." We are living in the time and the space. So we have our own definition, what is great, big. But in God's eyesight, many times his definition is different from us. So here, this teaching is about the offering. What kinds of offering please Lord Jesus Christ? Do what we could. Mark chapter 14, verse 8. Mark chapter 14, verse 8. Verse 8. Mary has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Here Jesus say, Mary has done what she could. This is what God need. We don't need to compare to others. We just ask ourselves, Am I doing my best? That's good enough. So don't think about, sometimes people would like to compare. For the religious education program in the past, I'm the expert in the E2 class. I saw like E2 students. I can handle it very well. So in the year end performing, if they want to have the performing, I only say, oh, you are soldier one, you are soldier two, you are queen, you are king. Everyone feel happy. They practice it. One year when I was in a junior class, they want to perform something. I do as when I was in E2 class. I appoint, you are big guy one, you are big guy two, you are good guy one, you are good guy two, you are so and so. And I feel a little bit strange. Many people have a downcast face. What happened? I have told them in the past, one teacher told me, now they are junior class. They will pick up the role they would like to act. It's different. They will have their favorite, the compare. If I play this role, it seems more glory. We are easy to compare to others. But in front of God, it's not necessary. God just wants us to do what we could, what we can. So offering penances is in poverty is more than offering a lot in wealth. So likewise, when we feel down and far from God, even a few minutes of prayer or Bible reading becomes more valuable. Our journey of faith, yes, sometimes we are in high, sometimes we are in valley. But when we are in valley, don't neglect. Compared to past, I spent half hour in prayer. I used 1 hour for Bible reading and Bible study. But now, I don't want it. Remember, in this situation, even you only can pray 5 minutes, because in your situation, God still remember you. Don't give up. It means don't give up. Think about this widow. I only have 2 pennies. How could I compare to the other person? If there is 2 pennies, compared to total is nothing. If less than 2 pennies, compared to total is nothing. So I don't want to do anything. You will fail. Even you only can take 5 minutes to pray. Pray. Think about this, this story. Lord Jesus value these 2 pennies. Because in her situation, he only can offer 2 pennies. For other people's view side, it's nothing. But from Jesus, he knew she put her effort to do so. So don't give up. I mean, don't give up in any situation, in any time. Don't give up. Some people give nowadays use this kind of comments. Nowadays youth cannot bear the frustration, so they are easy to give up. We are Christian soldiers. No give up. Even we only can have 2 pennies, you know what? It's value in front of God. If God treat it valuable, if God can make it have a wonderful, greater result. Mark chapter 13 from verse 1 to 37, talking about this is the teaching about last day. Mark chapter 13, verse 29. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that it is near, at the door. 33. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Within this paragraph, Lord Jesus actually mentioned several aspects. The first aspect is things to come. It's related to the apostolic time. He talked to his disciples. The things is going to come. They are going to face the persecution. They are going to face the Roman soldier destroyed the city of Jerusalem. In this paragraph also mentioned the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. Always the Bible message might include different aspects. So when we study, we need to realize this concerning the which time. So for us, we should be aware of what is happening around us, the signs of wars, famine, earthquake, and suffering, all remind us that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. So it's not necessary to guess when. The important is we get a reminder. We need to prepare ourselves. While Jesus tells us about the signs, he emphasizes that no one knows when the Lord will return. We don't need to guess what time. So what is important is that we answer of the signs and that we watch and pray. Watch and pray. No matter where you are, pray, watch and pray to prepare the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. So, Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 6, two hands. You want two hands full, or you can allow one hand empty. You need to have the spiritual eyesight. When we're talking about the marriage, it's the same thing. You need to let one hand, let it go. If you hold two hands, you will struggle in your marriage. Do you think my wife is a very, very beautiful girl, a very, very beautiful woman? For me, of course. But for most of you, oh, 传道娘 is so-so. That is reality. Because I am so-so too. So, if my wife is so beautiful, that day he might not my wife. If I am so handsome, I might not her husband. Right? If I hold two hands, I want that kind of beautiful girl. I might have many struggles in my marriage. I could not say you struggle too much in your marriages, waste your time. I could not say so. But in reality, some people spend too much time in his or her marriage. Because you want to hold two hands. If that one hand go, the things very easy, smoothly, and you can enjoy much. In this paragraph also mention the false Christ and false prophet. They look like a Christ, but speak the words of the evil. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 13, 14, mentioned the Satan also can pretend like the angel. So we need to discern, not just outwardly, but what words they talking about. So we use the standard. The Bible is the standard to distinguish. Otherwise, we are easy to cheat by the outwardly. So in the apostolic time, some preach that the only way to be saved is to live in certain kinds of life. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. Some said there is no resurrection of the dead, like a Sadducees. Some preach a different Jesus and different gospels. That's in Colossians chapter 1, verse 6 to verse 9. Paul say, I wonder, you are so easy to follow the other gospel. According to the revelation, some might even perform signs and miracles. So we must discern them through the Holy Spirit and the words of God. We have read that verse. I think we can read it again. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 6. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So, what is the standard? The apostle John say, hear us. What's the meaning, hear us? What they teach, they taught, recorded in the New Testament, in the Bible. Compared to the Bible. Bible is the standard to distinguish the message is according to the Bible or not. The message is come from God or not. So we need to know the Bible. The last main point in the book of Mark is characters. There is a young writer. He had the opportunity to approach a famous writer. He asked, "How could I become a good writer? I would like to be a good writer." This old gentleman told him, "You observe 100 person, different person. You observe 100 different persons, and you explain them. You write this 100 persons' story. This is the way you can become a good writer." So this young writer, indeed, he did it. So later, this young writer also became a famous writer. If we want to remember more Bible message, I suggest this is might be a way. You make a character study, 100 characters. I believe if you made it, you will know Bible more. 100 characters from the Bible. Give you the reference. How do we do the character study, Bible character study? You choose the character and the main scripture passage about this character. You collect it. This is the number one, the first step. The second step, you summarize the brief background about this person. For example, this person's childhood, this person's parents, this person's family, so on and so forth, the background. Number three, the good point and the short point of this person. Does this person have any good point? Does this person have any shortcomings? You summarize. This is the number three. Number four. You analyze this person's relationship with God. If this person has a good relationship with God, in what aspect and why? If this person does not have good relationship with God, you find out the reason why you say this person does not have good relationship with God. This is number four. Number five. Who were this person's friends? Were they a helper or a hindrance? We are influenced by our surrounding. One of the important surrounding is our friends. So the same with the Bible character. Does this person have the friends? Who are they? And what kinds of influence this person's friends give him or her? Number six. How did this person influence others? How did this person influence others? For example, in the book of Mark, the Pharisees, the scribes, they met some kinds of influence for the Jewish society. Their influences many times become the hinder between people and Lord Jesus Christ. Number seven. What significant mistakes did this person make? Did this person acknowledge and confess his sins? Mistake. Number nine. What were his chief contribution in service to God? Bible character. We always need to relate it to the work of God. So what is the chief contributions in service to God? Next, describe his family life. If the person is parents, was he a good parent or not? The family life. We have family, so we learn from the Bible, from the Bible character. How did his children turn out? We also analyze this person's children. Last one. What is the primary lesson of his life that is profitable to you? We need to learn something from it. After we analyze a character, the main purpose is we want to learn something from this person. So this for your reference. How to do Bible character study. So we are going to finish the book of Mark. So the conclusion, Lord Jesus dedicated his authority to his disciples and promised to walk with them. Lord Jesus sent them out. Lord Jesus sent them out with the power, with the authority, with the gifts. So in the same token, today Lord Jesus also wanted to send us out with the gift, with the power, with the strength. From the book of Mark, I give this book the title, The Servant and His Ministry. So we need to learn from this Bible, from the book of Mark. Lord Jesus set the example for us to follow. We should become a humble servant. So what are the central meaning today concerning the book of Mark? Number one, Jesus is the greatest. God incarnate, our Messiah. God incarnate. But he entered history as a servant. He came to this world as a servant. So as Jesus served God and others, so shall we. Lord Jesus became a man. He served God and served people. So we need to follow him. Number two. Mark showed us Jesus, his moving, his serving, sacrificing, and the saving. As we read Mark, be ready for action. Be open for God's move in our life, and be challenged to move into our world to serve. After we study the book of Mark, once again, we make a resolution. I want to serve. I want to serve in the kingdom of God. I want to serve in the church for the brothers and sisters. Even we work in this society, we also have this kind of mentality. I serve in this society. Number three. Ambition or love of power or position should not be our motivation. Instead, we should do God's work because we love Him. Human's intention, we do something for some kinds of purpose. More and more, we do something because of the position, because of the fame, because of the power. But instead of this, after we study the book of Mark, we want to follow Jesus. So we shall do, especially when we do God's work, because we love Him. He loved us first, so we want to love Lord Jesus Christ. So we do God's work. It's not for ourselves. It's for Lord Jesus Christ. Number four. After we study the book of Mark, we must be careful that we do not reject God or His will, because He doesn't quite fit our image or what God should be. We are easy to reject God's will because God's will is not fit what we need, what we want. Usually, we ask what we want, but God knows what we need. What we want and what we need is different. A little boy asks his parents, "Daddy, Mommy, give me $100. Of course, his parents has the $100, but the parents will ask, "Why do you need $100? You want candy? We have many candy. You want toys? You have so many toys. So why do you need $100? For what?" Because my friend has $100 in his pocket, so I also want $100. Well, it's not necessary. So we usually ask what we want, but God knows what we need. So in this different, if we don't pay attention, we might reject God's will. So once again, you need to let one hand go, so we can follow the will of God. Otherwise, we have so many conflicts in our life. Number five, after we study the book of Mark, by trusting in Him for forgiveness, we can begin a new life with Him as our guide. We pray hard here. We confess our wrongdoing here. So we need to have this confidence. God still loves me. God does not look down my confession. So we should have this confidence. I am forgiven. So now I can have a new beginning. My merciful Father, give me the new beginning. So we, after the NYTS, all of us, we have a new beginning. We ask God to guide us continually. After we study Book of Mark, Number 6, we must reach out beyond our own people and needs to fulfill the worldwide vision of Jesus Christ so that people everywhere may hear His great message and be saved from sin and death. After we study the book of Mark, we also need to open our eyesight. We cannot just enjoy ourselves in the kingdom of God. We need to open our eyesight. There are still many people. They are the sheep of God. I have mentioned we don't need to admire other denominations. They do many things. It seems very successful. So many people, they can stir up people's emotion. So it seems they enjoy in that environment. But unfortunately, they do not walk in the right way, the newly and living way. Because there's only one way can lead us to the salvation. But by God's grace, by God's power, by the Holy Spirit, by our good deeds, by our speech, whoever God has chosen, we will approach them. We are not waiting they come proactive. We need to go out to find them. We must reach out beyond our own people or needs. We still have 10 minutes. Any question about the book of Mark? Yes. Jesus is he usually show His authority, God's authority. For example, in Mark chapter 2, He told the paralyticals, say, your sins are forgiven. The teachers criticize him. Who are you? You are not God. How could you forgive people's sin? So even Jesus did not say, I am God. Jesus is God. But what has Jesus did? What has Jesus done? It means he is God. If I am a millennial, a rich person, I don't write here say I'm a millennial. I live in a big house. I drive a expensive car. This guy is supposed a rich person. Right? I give you my handout. I think only couple pages. I prepare more than 14 pages. I know if print out to you after NYTS, you might throw it aside. I'm a person very concerned the environment. Before I become a minister, my last job is related to the environment. My division is so-called the Environment Monitoring Division. My division is concerning the water. So we're monitoring Santa Monica Bay. You know, the wastewater finally go to the ocean. Before the water go to the ocean, need to have treatment, and then cast out to the ocean. The wastewater plant, according to our data, to put in the chemicals. We don't want our environment was polluted so quickly. For this reason, I only hand out a couple paper. If you want my whole content of the Book of Mark, you are welcome to ask me. I will send you the electronic file. No paper, no hard copy. We need to love our environment. We need to protect our environment. Okay, let's pray in silence.